Alicia Cruz, Alicia, A-L-I-C-I-A, Cruz, C-R-U-Z. Date of birth is March 30th, 1947. This is for date of service, 3-8-2023. Mrs. Cruz is a 75-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her type 2 diabetes management. She was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes in 1965. She also has a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, anemia, vitamin D deficiency, coronary artery disease, and vertigo. For her diabetes, she's on metformin, 1,000 milligrams twice a day, glipizide, 10 milligrams twice daily. And she reports average blood sugars in the 120s and 112 range. For breakfast, she usually eats oatmeal and waffles, or excuse me, oatmeal or waffles, or eggs and veggie links. For lunch, she usually tries to eat a vegetable and a protein, and that is the same thing for supper. She denies any polyuria, polydipsia, or polyphagia. She reports occasional blurry vision, and she gets her eyes monitored. She reports some neuropathy in her bilateral lower extremities. Plan number one for her type 2 diabetes, my recommendation is to have her take metformin 1,000 milligrams twice a day and glipizide 10 milligrams twice daily, and check a baseline hemoglobin A1C and fasting comprehensive metabolic panel to establish any changes that need to be made to her diabetic regimen. Notably, the patient was previously on Jardiance, and she's no longer on this due to the fact that her blood sugars have been averaging in the 112 to 120 range. However, we may restart this if she does not achieve adequate glycemic control when we follow up with her in 1 month. Next summer, for her hypertension, continue current therapy. Next summer, for her hyperlipidemia, we will check a current lipid panel. Next summer, for her hypothyroidism, she is on levothyroxine, 75 micrograms daily. We will plan on rechecking a thyroid function panel, including a TSH, free T4, and free T3 level, as well as a TPO antibody level and a thyroglobulin antibody level. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.